HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You are listening to Masala Bites, HD City Daily News Wrap, your one-stop podcast for all the daily news from the world of entertainment and lifestyle with me, Mallika. Kritika Kamra was shooting for her upcoming web series prior to the imposition of the lockdown. But she says shooting amid the ongoing pandemic was not very difficult as she had adapted to the new normal until the second wave hit the country. Things weren't as bad when we were shooting in Delhi and we strictly followed safety protocols. I have shot for 3 projects since last year. These are not desirable conditions to shoot in, but the show had to go on, she shares. With the situation worsened now, Kamra confides that the previous year prepared her for a second lockdown. She says, "We have been in lockdown before, and so one knows what to do in these uncertain times. I'm sticking to basics and staying home and masking up if I need to step out. I'm also constantly checking up on people around me," she says. "It is heartbreaking to see the pain and panic all around. I'm trying my best to help those who need resources and information." With the coronavirus pandemic taking a deadly turn, it is all about saving lives. And Sunil Shetty feels politicians are not doing enough, and that should be remembered while casting our votes next time. Every elected politician is thinking of the coming 5 years and ways to make money, but not about giving back to the system, says Shetty, who has launched an initiative to provide free oxygen concentrators to COVID-positive patients. He angrily adds, "We are the ones who elected them. Today, they are making us run for beds and oxygen. Now let us vote for a hard-working human being who is making a difference. He could be across any political party," Shetty says. Mental health, according to Sanjana Sanghi, is one key aspect which needs to be focused on equally in the current times. This prompted her to start a mental health initiative, one where people can avail free tech and audio sessions with qualified psychologists. The 24-year-old says, "As a community, we have to come together. There is so much effort into raising funds. I felt I would be happy doing that, which I have been. But there are areas which were gaping holes. And this was our mental health." She adds, "We are going through a silent mental health crisis. We don't have the bandwidth to address it. We are all experiencing so much pain and grief ourselves. Grief is not an emotion you're supposed to experience frequently. It is an emotion you deal with very rarely in your life. I have studied psychology in school and wanted to do my bit to actually get tangible support from psychologists for people," says Sanghi, who has lost people in her immediate family and family friends in the last week. To read more about the news briefs I shared, please pick up a copy of Hindustan Times today. If you don't have access to a physical copy of the paper, please log on to www.paper.hindustantimes.com and read the stories. Do like and follow us on HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. To collaborate, write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com, and to listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com. Thank you.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Cricket Bazi contest. Watch Cricket Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Cricket Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Cricket Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.